Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 27th. The water emergency in the town of Paonia took a turn for the worse Tuesday morning when town administrator Ken Knight had to make the decision to turn off water service to out-of-town water users. Around 10:30 Tuesday morning, Knight released the following statement, quote, "Water usage is above water production. We have made the very difficult decision to turn off the out-of-town water companies at their master meters. We believe that this will allow us to produce enough water to keep the town and schools in water. The out-of-town water companies should only be residences, and we will continue to provide potable water and raw water for them at the town office. It should not affect any businesses or care facilities in town. Water input from the springs are less than 25% of normal. That is, most likely, a consequence of last summer's drought. We hope that as it warms up, that the springs will recharge." End quote. In a brief synopsis, last week a break in the main water line caused the loss of nearly 2 million gallons of water. Public Works employees were able to get the town's second storage facility, a 1 million gallon tank, online to service in-town water users. Now, that tank is empty. And the 2 million gallon tank has not refilled. The natural springs and watershed off Mount Lamborn that supply the town its raw water are frozen and simply cannot refill the town's water tanks fast enough. Production cannot equal consumption. Here's how Town Administrator Ken Knight described the situation to KVNF News late last night after the regular meeting of the Paonia Town Council.
"We had to make a decision to limit usage on the system. We were simply using more water than we were producing. I really had to think about what was going to be the best decision to make for the greatest number of people. I thought it was critical that we not put the entire system back on a boil water notice. I thought, again, the nursing home, urgent care, the schools, because they were back in session and we had children in the schools, and of course the businesses who can provide services if people are out of water if they're not on a boil water notice. So we had to select where we could get the greatest amount of conservation without the least amount of disruption. And unfortunately, it was to the water companies that we provide water to. So I made the decision to shut off the water to the 27 water companies. We informed the water companies. We informed the state of what we were doing. The state issued their tier one water notices to those 27 water companies, and we went out and started closing valves off. I know somebody is going to say, well, you did it to the people who lived in the county and not to the people in the town, but that was not the overriding decision. The decision was I couldn't afford to send kids home from school. Their parents, you know, I mean, if kids started leaving school at 10 o'clock with their parents at work, it would have been a disaster. I really feel that having the downtown businesses or the business district open for the people who don't have water, they can come someplace and get a hot meal. The entire system had gone on a boil water notice again. All that, they would have all been closed. Urgent care would have been closed. The schools were going to have to close at least temporarily. And of course, the nursing home, it puts an incredible burden on them. Didn't want to turn anybody off. I did what I thought was best, and I would do it again."
The town of Paonia turned off the water service for 27 water companies, all of them outside of town limits. Knight estimated that those 27 companies have nearly 500 water taps that are now shut off. That represents one-third to one-half of all of the town's water customers. As of the meeting last night, officials simply had no idea when the water might be able to come back on for those water companies. Knight said he is hoping to have answers for the public in a town meeting Thursday night at Town Hall at 6 p.m.
Again, I should know more for Thursday night, 6 o'clock at the community room here at Town Hall. I want to keep people informed because this is much more of an open-ended. We don't know right now what's going on. Is I want to make sure we have those community meetings. I want to make sure we have. Not everybody has the internet. Not everybody has Facebook. I want to make sure that they have a place to come and get the information, the real information. And so I'm going to conduct the meeting Thursday night, and most likely, depending upon what I know tomorrow, Thursday night, we may have more meetings next week. Just staff giving report to the entire community.
In the meantime, before tomorrow night's meeting, Public Works will continue to seek out leaks in the system. A perfect storm, so to speak, has created this emergency. First, there was the drought, which lowered water supplies. Then there was the break in the main line, which spilled the water that was on hand. Then the 1 million gallon tank was emptied, trying to keep up with demand in town during the emergency. And now, in the middle of winter, the raw water from the springs to the town simply cannot keep up with demand. Town staff will be working to keep up service as best it can.
Well, we are going out there with leak detectors to see if there are any more leaks, because that certainly helps on conservation. And right, really the primary work is I'm going to be working with the state agencies. I'm going to be in a conference call first thing in the morning, and we're going to look for technical assistance from State Department of Emergency Management and see if I can find ways, technical assistance, things that can really help the system. Staff is going to be working very hard, and that's why I don't have answers tonight. I hope at the very least to have some promising information for Thursday night.
In-town water users can help the situation by conserving. Citizens are asked and strongly advised to conserve, conserve, conserve. Try to limit laundry loads and try to limit showers. Use the laundry and shower facilities in Hotchkiss. Don't leave the water running while you brush your teeth or while you fill bowls of water for your animals. Do all the little things you can to conserve every last drop of water. And come out to the public meeting Thursday night at Town Hall at 6 p.m. This will be an informational meeting that will offer conservation tips as well as provide an update on where we're at in the water emergency. Officials hope by then to have an idea, at least, about how long this is going to last. And stay tuned to KVNF for developments as they occur. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 27th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.